Charlatans like Simon the Magician, who sought to barter on the open market that power which cannot be bought or sold. But God has always had a people, men who could not be bought, and women who were beyond purchase. God has always had a people. There have been times of affluence and prosperity when the church's message has been nearly diluted into oblivion by those who sought to make it socially attractive, neatly organized, and financially profitable. It has been gold-plated, draped in purple, and encrusted with jewels. These followers of Jesus Christ have been, according to the whim of the times, elevated as sacred leaders and martyred as heretics. Yet, through it all, there marches on that powerful army of people, God's chosen people, who could not be bought, murdered, flattered, or still. On through the ages they march, the church, God's church, triumphant, alive and well. Lead on, O King Eternal, we follow not with fears, for gladness breaks like morning where'er thy face appears.
Thank you. So many of you that have come by our church, and we've been so fortunate to have you visit us, have asked about the condition and health of Leroy Till. And I'm here to tell you that Leroy Till is doing very well. He's still inspiring us. He's still making us laugh. He's making a vital contribution to our church. Leroy, come and sing us a song.
There's a wonder of sunset at evening, the wondrous sunrise I see, but the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is a wonder that's God. There's a wonder of sunset at evening, the wondrous sunrise I see, but the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is a wonder that
Thank you, choirs and orchestra of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, directed by Gary Moore. We wanted you to see what the average music program in a Baptist church is supposed to look like. Now we want you to stand and join together in singing, Sing the Wondrous Love of Jesus, Sing His Mercy and His Grace. May we stand together, and will you join us and watch the words on the screen and share with us the hymn. Thank you. Be seated. Our soloist this evening is Mr. Russell Newport of Springfield, Missouri, Christian businessman, singer extraordinary. He will be accompanied by our pianist and organist this evening, Mr. Kurt Kaiser at the piano, Mr. Tommy Brinkley at the organ.
Thank you, Dr. Reynolds. Songs of Heaven were the favorite songs of the South Koreans, and I had the great privilege of being there for few weeks just a year ago, and the favorite song that they love to hear, I think more than any other, is the one that I want to share with you this evening. I think the reason for it is because so many of the millions there have been broken, their homes have been broken, and it speaks to the time that when we could all join together in heaven and sing hosannas and praises to God our Creator, the Holy City.
Last night I lay a-sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in all Jerusalem, beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven answer rang. Methought the voice of angels from heaven answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gaze. Hosanna to your King.
And then methought my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang. Hushed with glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery. The morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And once again the scene was changed. New earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets. The gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the
I say to you who are standing or coming in, there are still hundreds of seats on my left at the other end of the building. This is Wednesday evening, the traditional evening for the study of God's Word and for prayer in our churches. It is appropriate that two more of our former presidents of the Southern Baptist Convention shall lead us in this portion of worship. How grateful we are that God has spared these busy and active and useful men beyond their active ministry in the pastorate and has made them ministers at large among us to be used and for us to enjoy their inspiration and their wisdom. Dr. H.H. Hobbs will read the scripture and Dr. J.D. Gray will follow in leading us in prayer.
Brother Brooks Hayes was scheduled to be here tonight for this part on the program, but he called me the other day and said he needed to be in North Carolina for a meeting in which he was presiding, and asked if I would exchange places with him, and naturally I was happy to do so. And that explains why he was here last night and I'm here tonight. In the Bible, we read that when he opened the book, all the people stood up. So may we stand for the reading of the Word of God, and then remain standing as Dr. J.D. Gray comes to lead us as we pray together. Our emphasis tonight has to do with the ongoing of the redemptive mission of God down the ages. And it is no more beautifully and effectively expressed than in the epistle to the Hebrews. The Westminster Abbey of the Bible, as you know, is the 11th chapter. We are reading a few verses from the closing part of that chapter and the opening of chapter 12. Having named different ones individually, he says, time would fail me to mention these who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sown asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. They wandered in deserts, in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect or complete. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Now I invite each and every one of you, every man and woman, boy and girl, every operator of this machinery, every instrumentalist and all, to join with all of us together as we do not say the Lord's Prayer, but as we all together pray the Lord's Prayer, shall we? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead